L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From labradoodles to cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Well, we made it, guys. The end of the week is here. We are 1 week away from Super Bowl 54, but let's get into the top headlines right now. And, Joe, you mentioned it earlier in the show. Antonio Brown, he probably was watching our show and watching my pleas for him to get help because he turned himself in last night at 10 p.m. He was accompanied by lawyers and friends, and he was wearing a turquoise suit. Very, very interesting style choice for walking into a jail. But he faces charges of felony burglary with battery, burglary of an unoccupied conveyance, and criminal mischief. And Joe, you said that's minimum 30 years in prison? Florida.
It comes with one of those, because it's a felony and it comes with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 30 years.
Because some of them are three strikes, too. Sure. I don't know what his previous record is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if he's got felonies on his
rates. Three felonies.
Yeah, it would be three felonies. But yeah, they look at 30 years for that kind of charge, period. So he could first time offender.
Three strikes and you're out rule, huh? You're aware of the three strikes rule, Joe?
I know it very well. Yes.
Okay.
I know it very well.
Yep.
Why I don't fight at night anymore. But yeah. Apparently, it's not something they take. It's one of those crimes that they try to eliminate because it happens far too often.
Sure.
He'd have been better off just with the robbery charge, is basically what they're saying.
Sure. But he just had to push the button and push the
envelope. Got to throw a rock, though, right, AB? Got to throw a rock.
Yeah, he just had
You got to have battery included. Now you're screwed.
Yeah, essentially. Yep. Get into the truck with the guy and try to force him out. It was not a good scene.
He's out. Like, dude, what?
Ugh. Yeah, it was basically a terrible scene. And on top of that, he's still under investigation for the sexual misconduct cases. The NFL is still investigating that and not giving any leeway towards it. They're not going to. Looks like there's no end in sight. So this is just a complete and total S show for Antonio Brown. He's also, guys, he filed 8 grievances against the Raiders and the Patriots. Those were filed before he left the league. He's seeking about $40 million in lost salary, in bonuses, and guaranteed money in the contracts that he made. But I think since his violation of those contracts, he doesn't deserve that guaranteed money, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think he has much of a leg to
say. Yeah, exactly, because of his own actions that caused him to leave the league, it's like that's a violation of your contract. So.
I think it's pretty clear.
So Antonio Brown, I mean, congratulations on getting help, but, I mean, prayers up. Whew. Let's see if those 30 years end up being 30 actual years. Sticking with the NFL, guys, we heard about this earlier in the week, and today is the official day. Eli Manning is officially calling it a career after 16 seasons and 2 Super Bowl MVPs. The conference will be taking place today, Friday, at 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time. Eli Manning, now 39 years old. He's only one of 5 players in NFL history with 2, at least 2, Super Bowl MVPs. He ties, he's in company with Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Terry Bradshaw, and Bart Starr. And this is a quote from John Mara, owner of the Giants, saying, "For 16 seasons, Eli Manning defined what it is to be a New York Giant, both on and off the field." Mm. He won Walter Payton Man of the Year, I believe, back in 2016. Eli is one of the very best players in our franchise's history, and I think that's true. I mean, you think of the Giants, you think of Lawrence Taylor, but, I mean, Eli Manning.
Paramount Rushmore?
It's Eli. He is no doubt on there.
You got to have LT on there. You got to have guys like Frank Gifford from back in the day.
LT Frank
but Eli,
and Eli
deserves a spot.
No,
Eli
deserves
a spot. You know, nobody talks about it too. It's the Iron Man too. The aspect that the dude never missed a day's work. Like it's you know, nobody talks about that, but it's like guys, you know, for 16 years.
Once said, the greatest ability is availability.
Is availability. Yeah, exactly correct.
Well,
pencil that man into the lineup, you know, for 15 years or whatever. Same thing with Derek Jeter. You know, that's what we're saying in New York also, Joe. Mm-hmm. Like, dependability on a number of levels, both on and off the field. You know, people don't put as much value to that these days. But when you're talking about 16 years, 20 years, I mean.
That's saying something.
It's kind of like you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm and sure they.
I don't miss Daniel Jones, but I imagine the Giants will have more than a few quarterbacks in the next 6 years.
Without a doubt, Daniel Jones ready to take command of the New York football.
I think Daniel Jones already missed more games than Eli did in 16 years. So yeah, that tells you everything you need to know, guys.
There you go. Yep. Now Daniel's got to go 17 seasons to take down Eli's records.
Yes, that's correct.
There you go, Daniel. Nice, nice goal set for you for your NFL future, guys. He also finishes seventh in NFL passing yards, touchdowns, and completions. He has a perfect 500 win-loss record. To finish his career. So congratulations to Eli on a job well done.
Son of the question we have up for the show today is, in fact, is
he
Eli
a Hall of Famer?
Hall of Famer. So you can get on that at FNTSY Radio, at Spittin' Speeds, at Joe Ranieri. Yes, no, or just his aw shucks face.
I think you got to give it to him just because of the two Super Bowls. So,
Two Super Bowl MVPs.
Super Bowl MVPs, exactly. Preventing a perfect season as well.
And beating the greatest team ever. So congratulations.
There you go. Yep. Really quick, guys. The Lakers took down the Nets 128-113. LeBron James' 10th triple-double of the season. Mm-hmm. He is set to surpass Kobe Bryant for the NBA's all-time scoring list. Guys, they play in Philly on Saturday. That's where Kobe was born. And it's just a great, great story. So LeBron, 17 points behind Kobe. We'll see if he does it this weekend. Going to send it off to the crew on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash for the weekend.
Next. Don't go nowhere.
The Sports Grid Network.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
The dude has his own theme song there. One of my all-time favorite shows, by the way. Maxwell Smart, Agent 99, the whole nine, Get Smart. And that's exactly what we look to do. College Hoops, one man we turn to, Maxwell Smart. Of course, him and the entire crew over at the Keg, the Sports Keg. We always appreciate their time. Yeah. And nobody I could turn to better to talk some Iona Gales basketball here tonight in a minute, Maxwell. But welcome in here, brother, on a Friday. I want to get your thoughts on a little bit of what we continue to see across the board, even last night. Look at this. Michigan State loses for the 67th time now this season alone. We're watching a ranked opponent lose to an unranked opponent. And this time should be no shock on the road. Michigan State falls to Indiana, and it's I mean, it really is one of the most confusing and irritating, I would say, maybe problematic for a lot of bettors this year, trying to figure out who's who. If you can only win at home, it's not a good thing, Maxwell, but maybe it's a good thing for bettors if they hop on.
Absolutely. I think that when we look at these rankings, we have to remember how these numbers are assigned. And they're assigned by guys that write about the teams and do not bet on the teams, do not put their hard-earned money on the teams, and don't have models and number value when they make these prognostications. So when I look at a ranked team versus a non-ranked team, I put that number aside, I cap the teams, and usually I go against those ranked teams because there is value there and there is a public perception that that is the right side to be on each game.
Yeah, it's amazing, Max, what a number inside parentheses can do to the mind of the public. I want to ask you something, though, Max, and this is a kind of zoom out question, okay? It feels to me like this year, we've talked about it with Joe, there is no Zion Williamson. There is no superstar blue chip team. So if I want this to be the year for a mid-major team to truly crack through, you know, like Final Four, like a VCU or a Butler, or even get to the championship game, or even tear down the Nets, do you see the viability, Max, of any of these smaller schools actually getting all the way? I mean, San Diego State still undefeated. A school like Dayton, maybe even a school like Seton Hall in kind of like the American Conference, or a Butler. As I look at the top 20, you know, there are some of these mid-major teams. Do any of them have a shot in this year where maybe there's parity, maybe there's not a monster team? Do they got a shot to go all the way?
I think that if we're going to see a team like that emerge this year with so much parity in the D1 basketball, it's going to come from the A10. I look at teams like VCU. I look at teams like Rhode Island. These are teams that definitely have the makeup to win in March. They do have experience. They do have good ball handling. They do have inside-out scoring. I think when we get to the tournament, it really comes down to matchups. That's how Loyola was able to get to the Final Four. It was a matchup-based situation that allowed them to prevail. I think that it's really going to come down to what we see the seedings in March and where the individual matchups are. But from a conference perspective, the A-10 is the one that I look to make the biggest difference.
And it's a big weekend here, a limited card. We'll start going through some of these games here in a minute, but I want to get your thoughts. The annual Big 12 SEC Challenge taking place here tomorrow. And the team at the top, I can't wait to watch this game. Baylor, number one Baylor in many aspects, taking on Florida, who is finally, it seems, have figured it out. They have finally put it together. It's taken them a little while, but the right combinations, and Florida is no joke. And everyone keeps waiting for Baylor and the shoe to fall off here. But, you know, I'm watching this Baylor team. They got shooters. They play amazing defense. They got depth. Baylor's a legitimate shot. This is a legitimate number one seed that nobody's given any love here. How big a test is this for them against Florida tomorrow?
I think it's definitely a big test, especially situationally, with Florida being able to make that comeback against LSU, only to fall by two. I think that Baylor, when you look at them, they are fundamentally sound. Freddie Gillespie is coming on strong. I think that with Maceo Key coming off the bench and Jared Butler, these are guys that are ready to win on the road. We've seen them win on the road. I have this game lined as a one-point game. I would actually line it towards Florida, but I will be on Baylor. Baylor is showing on the road against Washington that they're ready to go, make and play in any environment, and the Swamp will be no different on Saturday.
Hey, Max, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you your thoughts about the K-State-KU brawl that took place earlier in the week. Not only, you know, kind of how pathetic and horrible it is, but if we spin it forward, because you're talking about the Big 12, who in that conference stands to benefit the most if multiple players are out for the Jayhawks, or if they have staggered suspensions that run for a while, even potentially into a conference tournament? You know Baylor's there, but what about squads like a West Virginia, like a Texas Tech? Who stands to benefit the most because the Jayhawks are likely to be compromised over the next month?
I think that if you want to compare Texas Tech and West Virginia, I would probably say West Virginia. I like the fact that they have a lot more depth. They're more consistently offensive, and they're able to mix up using the press and trapping defense. I think that Texas Tech on paper looks great, but we've seen the results so far. It's a little Jekyll and Hyde. I think you get a little more consistency from West Virginia. And I think that matchup-wise against Kansas specifically, that's where they have more of the advantage with Culver and Oscar Tshiebwe inside.
All right, let's dive into some of these games here on the card today, Maxwell. We'll start because we got a bunch of Iona Gales in the pit here, former Iona Gales alum. Mm. And it's not been good, man. I mean, we're talking about a team that has either played in the NIT or the tournament every year since 2012, and they just – it's a down year. They're going up against a Canisius team here that is ferocious on defense at times, loves to steal, take away the ball, going up against an Iona team who is careless with the ball. That's not a good recipe, not to mention Canisius getting three in the Heinz Center. Who do you like in this game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going with the road dog in this spot. I think that Canisius is on this three-game winning streak. This is what they've done in MAC ball. I think that when you're scoring over 85 points a game, it suits the style of play against Iona. I think that with Iona, you have to worry about Isaiah Washington and Tajon Agee getting into foul trouble and then stretching their limited depth. They don't have Tim Clueless. That's definitely impacted it because on paper, this team should have been should be a first-place team and should be a possible tournament team coming out of the Metro Atlantic. I think that it's going to really come down to Jocko Fritz, the 6'10", 190-pound freshman, and how he does in his individual matchup against Tajon Agee. But when you have a senior point guard like Malik Johnson, this guy's going to give you 20 points. He's going to distribute the ball. And he's going to get on the glass as a little man. I think that Canisius goes in and wins this game. For show purposes, I will take them plus 3.5. But I do think that with Reggie Weatherspoon and his team scoring over 80, they're 30-9 under his four seasons under the helm.
All right, give us your best bet. We got about 60 seconds here. Give us the best bet of the night, Max. Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to Marist and Siena. Pretty much this is what it is. Siena's calling themselves out on their lack of defense. We've seen a major difference in defense on the road and at home. I expect Siena to be able to slow down Marist from the three-point line. I expect them to penetrate the bucket, and I expect them to lock down this game and keep it in the low 60s. So under 132 is going to be the play on Siena, and I'm looking forward to seeing a reversal of fortune when it comes to scoring the basketball for both these teams.
Oh, look at that, man. All right, so we got an under. We're going against the Iona Gales. I love it. Right. All good. And we're back in Baylor tomorrow at best. So, Max, appreciate the time, brother. As always a pleasure talking hoops with you guys. Make sure you're following him. Great Twitter follow at one of the 9,000 handles he has now. But you guys can figure it out. He knows they're up on the screen. Good luck with the plays there, Max. Appreciate the time as always, brother. Crush it this weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Max.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Have a great day.
You too, man. All right, Max Smart there. So we got under in Marist Siena, yep. Under 132. And unfortunately,
and
I agree
and
with him.
On FanDuel, but
yeah, I don't trust Iona. It's just, yeah, I'll take the 3 points with Canisius. I'm good to go. Sorry about that. Sorry, Fasano. I don't even think Fasano's betting them, so I think we're okay there.
Oh, actually, might take them back down against the wall. Iona as a home favorite. I like it.
I got
no
side bet.
No problem.
I'm smelling side bet. We might have to put that up. Right, coming up. That's it. Put it where your mouth is. Let's go, Fasano.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Just a reminder, make sure you are tailing us, following us, subscribing to us on YouTube. It is the Sports Grid Network. Get all the sports wagering and fantasy advice you need all the time. One spot there on YouTube as we stream to you 24/7, Sports Grid Network. Also on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. Make sure you hit us up there and tail. And keep in mind, guys, we had mentioned it there. Farmers Insurance Open happening right now. And maybe, just maybe, and this is probably the wrong read, but do not forget there, because it applies to both. DailyRoto.com not only can give you the opportunity to dominate in DFS when it comes to golf, it can also most definitely help you dominate in DFS when it comes to the NBA. And listen, we want you to dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings. That's the whole point of what's going on here. And you can compete with the pros with the DailyRoto.com optimizer. It does have the most accurate projections available in the NBA DFS world. You get lineup alerts, you get breaking news, late swap support, and a whole lot more. You can save 10% now by getting that optimizer and getting the advice by using that code DUNK. That's dailyroto.com/dunk. dailyroto.com/dunk. That'll get you access to that optimizer, and it is no joke, guys. And remember, dailyroto.com, that is where, there it is, look at that, NBA optimizer. It's actually a little nicer than that. Just use that word DUNK, damn it. Get DUNK in there and get yourself the optimizer. And remember, dailyroto.com is where millionaires are made. And Dane, it's going to be the Pro Bowl is coming up, of course, this weekend here. We had a chance to watch some dodgeball yesterday, which is always fun. And we got, we got a whole lot of hundreds of them have come out, guys, as far as the prop bets go. And we touched base on a few of the ones earlier that are making the moving and the shaking and the initial wave of pro bets certainly push the numbers down. Yeah, there's some value in, and I can't help but to look at some of the things that have moved from the opening numbers to where they are. I can't help but to think that maybe the first wave is telling us that we could be getting a little less scoring, a little less, or at least a little less dominance of the passing games, certainly from Kansas City. And any anticipation of Jimmy G just dropping back 40 times, 50 times, doesn't sound like that's what they think is going to happen here.
Yeah, remember, we say use all this information to triangulate and tell the story, right? And both quarterbacks' completions drop. Their yardage drops. The amount of touchdowns combined in the game drops, okay? That all profiles clearly to a lower-scoring game. So the question is, Joe, the game total is still the same, though. I see 54.5, actually, as the game total. So it's interesting that in the prop market, it looks like it's being suppressed on some level, but the overall total for the game is still not necessarily changing. Remember, also, I gave out one yesterday that I was leaning towards that I kind of liked, Joe. Mm-hmm. Remember, I thought about over 2.5 players with a pass attempt?
Yes.
Right? That yesterday was plus 240, and I liked it. Today, it's plus 175, Joe.
Wow. Just like that, huh?
Yep.
Yep,
I should have got it yesterday. I was at the book yesterday, too, for our staff meeting and stuff. And I was like, maybe I should get it. And I was like, I'll wait a little bit. And it seems like conventional wisdom agreed with me. I should have got it then.
You should. There is a couple of tried and true prop bets, guys, that should absolutely be bet here. It should be bet all throughout the playoffs. But if you haven't had a chance and you missed out, always remember this one. Put it at the top of the list, and it has really been one of the most profitable in Super Bowls. In fact, I know guys that bet this every year, hands down. It's the first thing they bet, and they always seem to cash this. And it's, will either team score three straight times?
Right.
And you are looking at, yes, somewhere around that minus 260, 265. The no is plus 200. Guys, you are always going yes here. And if you look at the numbers since 2003 in the playoffs alone, right, there have been 36 playoff games with an over-under of 50 or higher in that time. And a team has scored three straight times in 25 of those 36, guys. That is a 70% success rate by hitting yes in those spots in playoff games. Now, if it's under, let's say, 55, if you got anything under 55, yes has gone 10-2 since that same time. So if you put it together, guys, that we're looking, we are looking like,
talking about 75%, yeah, almost three quarters.
You got about 75% across the board. And this is probably going to get to 55, at some particular point. I don't know that it's going to close there, but this has been, you talk about it opening up at 51.5. It's been bet up to 54.5, like you said, in some spots there. There are some places that anticipate a total of at least 56 on a lot of different power ratings that I'm seeing. Some guys are banking on it being lower. They're just waiting to see how ridiculous the public gets with it. But when you look at it, Dane, I mean, just the margin here of all playoff games, you know, 120-66 all playoff games since 2003, period. All of them, 120-66, almost 65%. We've seen it. And then obviously when you get into the 50 points or more, or the or the under 55 or over 55, rather, I mean, the 75%, guys, it's ridiculous. Like, if you're not betting this prop right now, it's like, stop what you're doing. Just go bet. Yeah, put a couple of bucks. Yeah, I know it's minus 250 or whatever it is. Go bet it, guys, because those kinds of odds of a positive outcome like this on a bet thing, there aren't many of these on the board, shall we say.
Right, and that's, Joe, that's what value is, right?
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood of it to happen and the gap of where the number is on it. That's what value is. So, you know, one of my original things when you said the number on it, I was like, oh, you're willing to stomach, you know, minus 280 on it, whatever, you know? Right. But then when you tell me it hits at three quarters of the time, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because that in essence is -3 to 1 is 75%,
that's correct.
Right?
Yep.
So that's how you have to look at it. What is to establish the EV, to establish the value. And then when you think about it from a just football standpoint, there's so many ways that can happen, right? One of these teams get out early. That's a way. Garbage time at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. That's a way. And then basically what the New England Patriots have hung their hat on for a decade also. Remember? They go in at they score at the end of the first half and get the ball at the beginning of the third quarter and try and double down. That's why teams defer the coin flip. All right?
Yep.
So there's a big opportunity for that right around halftime as well.
And it bears repeating, those of you that might be new to the show, new to sports investing, exactly what we're talking about there is why it is so important when you have a bet that you like this, like a prop bet in this particular game that you're going, all right, I've got to find a place to go ahead and make this bet. Yeah, you need to shop around because the numbers are going to be different all over the place. If you are convinced that this is the side of the bet that I want to be on, there is no reason to settle for just one place, guys. Go around, find it, save yourself 15, 20 cents, whatever it may be, 5 cents. You're always in the long run looking to be able to. It may not seem like a big deal going from minus 265 and I got it at minus 255. It's only 10%. But yeah, guys. That's the whole point. Like, you want to save that and get that to the bottom because that's pure profit then at that point if you're in the if you're on the right side. So do yourself
it's
a favor.
Mitigation too.
Shop
you know?
It. Yeah, shop
Absolutely.
It, guys. Yeah, it's
profit
so worth shop. All of these
and your
profits.
Risk on the seconds on all the bad side.
Yes,
absolutely.
All of them, guys. Do not settle. And really, the beautiful part about this, Dane, is now in 2020, you don't have to settle. There's no reason for you have to settle. I mean, if you are in New Jersey right now, but why? What's your excuse? You know, and plus, don't forget, the more places there are in that marketplace, the better it is for you and me, for the betters. Why? They're competing for the business. So
It's like when Starbucks comes in and there's a new a mom and pop coffee shop. You know, this is capitalism, people. You know, options are a beautiful thing for the consumer. This is also why, Joe, a lot of these, you know, books that are popping up, we've talked about it, right? Like the refund bonus, the bad karma bonus, the bad beat bonus. They have to do all that because they have competition for your dollars in the marketplace.
Absolutely correct. And it's, you know, it's going to, especially with these two teams, it could be, you could actually win this prop bet, Dane, in the first quarter. Like, honestly, you could, it could be right there by the second quarter. It could be all done. I mean, hell, it even hit last year. And what was the score? 13-3
Yeah.
You had three consecutive scores in that game, and it even cashed last year. So you got that opportunity. And I know what's Fasano also likes the players with a pass attempt, two and a half. Or you like that one over 2.5?
I did. I said it yesterday, but that's what I said. It was like 230 yesterday, and it's down to 175 now.
Yeah, but he loves that, man. Fasano absolutely loves that that prop bet too. And remember this too. It's also important to remember, guys, you cannot parlay prop bets. Okay. Right. So don't think you're going to combine a bunch of they're individual bets. The books are not letting you, parlay prop bets. That would be great, but they're not going to give themselves, that kind of liability. So no parlaying, but, Fasano and Dane are on that same one over 2.5 at this point.
Little Deebo Samuel throw, little Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill throwing the ball, little Philly special action.
How do you think it's broken up?
What do you mean?
Two from the Chiefs, two different guys on the Chiefs, one, or you think of all?
I don't care. You know the two quarterbacks, right? And then I think, you know, Andy Reid, Shanahan, they got a trick up their sleeve. I think it's a Tyreek Hill reverse pass or a Deebo. The guy I'm looking at really is Deebo Samuel.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Outside of the starting quarterbacks, or did the starting quarterbacks count?
No, the starting quarterbacks count. It's the amount of players with an attempt. That's why it's 2.5.
But you're already at 2, so the question is, will somebody else attempt one out of them?
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Going Dolly and Kenny here on a Friday. Yeah, a little Island in a Stream. Come on, go a little Kenny and Dolly, damn it. Here in the prop betting market. But plenty of opportunities, guys, this weekend. NBA, college hoops, you got the Pro Bowl. I'm looking at it. I'm going, hey, listen, am I going to bet the we know what the odds are, right, Dane? The percentages are. It's an underdog world. It's a under world in the Pro Bowl. So I do think it's almost a pick 'em. Is it not in the Pro Bowl? I don't think it's moved much. It was
like
one and a half.
I think I saw 1.5 recently. I'll check it up again.
Yeah, and you I think the NFC is the favorite.
Yeah, I got to bring it back up. I'm frozen over here. I'll tell you in a second. One thing I will say, Joe, DFS is interesting for the Pro Bowl, Joe.
Yes.
Almost similar like to preseason, where you can get a couple of leans. Like if you got a Kirk Cousins in there and a Kyle Rudolph, like he has familiar targets, you know, it's an interest. We talk about stacks all the time. It's interesting because, you know, that's where they're going to go. But right now, Joe, AFC is a 1.5-point favorite. And we've had some movement on the total. We're up to 51.5. This was below 50 earlier. Love so it. This one's moving up.
Love that. That means I'm getting play to percentages. I'm going to hit the under, and I'm back in the NFC here, Dan. There's no point in if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Sure, go ahead.
It ain't broke. Give it to me. Give me the 1.5. I am good to go, even though Kirk Cousins is going to be our quarterback there. Who are the starting quarterbacks? Is it Russell or is it Drew?
Yep. I think Russell.
I think
but
it's
I'm
Russell,
not positive.
Right?
Yeah, and remember, look at who they have together, right? If you're playing in the DFS route, you know, so like Russell and Tyler Lockett, like he's going to the familiar targets, people. They they know how they run their routes. They know what the back shoulder, you know, is like with guys. Once I did it with, I think it was Cousins and Rudolph, or maybe it was Mahomes and Kelsey last year. That sort of combination will have some good DFS. And then they have the DFS slate that's the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl combined. You know, like that's the two games for the slate. And I'll just say, take the kicker in the Pro Bowl, people.
Interesting. I like that. And also the props for the field goal, too. How many, as a matter of fact, that was one of the ones that that I saw came out was how many. I think it's 1.5 for each guy, whether it be Gould or for how many field goals will each one of those guys kick. And the numbers were actually pretty. The price was actually pretty good. I mean, you had, let me see, 1.5
for Gould and
yeah. So you had Gould is minus 120. So
1.5
120. Yes. Yeah, for over 1.5, minus 140, under minus 120. Butker is over 1.5, minus 200, under 1.5, plus 175. So they're anticipating maybe a little more cross midfield for Kansas City. Yeah. And then, but listen, Robbie Gould is over 1.5, minus 140. Hell yeah. Why not? I mean, how many field goals you think in this game?
I could see both of these guys with two.
So four altogether, right? Yeah, two apiece?
Yeah. If I was hanging a combined line, I'd hang it at 3.5.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think both there's some value in both overs there. Unless, Tennessee was the only anomaly because Tennessee never kicked field goals and you didn't know what you were going to get. But we've seen both. Robbie Gould is, let's face it, you know, he's been around the block here, and they've both been kind of clutch. How about if Mahomes throws an interception?
What do you got it at?
Yes is plus 130. No is minus 150.
Listen, for things like this, Joe, I'm looking just at plus numbers that I like. You know
there
what I mean?
Go.
I'm not trying to find what I think on every bet. I'm trying to find something that's in the plus 150 to plus 250 range that I'm like, yeah, that could happen. Like my more than two players throwing a pass that I mentioned, right? Yeah, it went from 240 to 175, but I still think it's going to happen. I like it. I'm not going to bet every prop. I'm going to find the ones that are in plus money and ranges that I like, and I'm just going to hammer those. So there's plenty of props that are stayaways from me, and that's one of them, Joe.
The MVP question is always it's always going to be talked about from now through the game. So here's what you need to know about it. Since 2000, we've got a quarterback winning the award 12 times. So Brady's won it 4. Let's see. Foles won it. Flacco, Eli twice. We've been talking about Aaron, Breeze, and Kurt Warner. So since 2000, what do we got? 19. So we've gotten six times that it's gone the other way, and that's been Julian Edelman, Santonio Holmes, Hines Ward, Deion Branch. And then you got the other four have been defensive. So it has been Ray Lewis, Dexter Jackson, Malcolm Smith, and Von Miller. But you don't forget Malcolm. Yeah, remember that with Malcolm Smith? We were all like, who? So it has happened as far as defense goes. So 12-4-4 outside of, and remember we said, will it be a quarterback? I think that was one of the props.
That'd be 12-8, right? So that'd be like what, a 60% for the quarterback?
It's not a, you know, it's not a sure thing by any stretch of the imagination. And then you got to ask yourself, okay, if it's going to be the defense, probably going to be a 49er, no?
Yeah. You got Nick Bosa, 33-1.
Ooh,
you got Sherman, 85-1 for Sherman.
Really?
The Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, 65-1.
I like him, man. Yeah, he's a ball hawk. That's exactly what he's a total ball hawk and can dominate. And then, like you said, to your point, Nick Bosa, if Nick Bosa contains or somehow gets to, you know, we talked about lack of sacks, right, on this team. Yeah. So while if a guy like Nick Bosa can get, that's how it happened with Von Miller and during the thing. Yes. They just dominated that side of scrimmage.
That's a strip sack, too.
Yes.
You strip
yes.
it and score, yep. you know, that kind yep. of thing. One yep. big play if this is a very close game. I got to tell you, Joe, these stats that you were telling me, the 12-4-4,
right?
That hurts me. I don't like it, Joe. I think I was telling you last because I was telling you that with my hedges of Green Bay and the NFC and Kansas City, the way I tried to skin the cat were 49er MVPs. And I love some that I got. You know, so I'm sitting in Newark Airport in this great state of New Jersey on the way down to Miami,
beautiful.
Joe.
Beautiful.
Last Thursday. And I was like, oh, let me see some guys for San Francisco MVP. And at this time last week, Joe, so remember, these teams even had to just win the NFC Championship game as a factor for the odds. I got Tevin Coleman, Deebo Samuel, and Raheem Mostert. And that's the one I'm really excited about. Okay. But I got all three of them, Joe. All three of them were at 55-1. Okay.
Yep, and all
Coleman is still 50-1. Debo's now 24-1. Raheem Mostert is all the way down to the third choice at 8-1. And I got him at 55-1. So I'm all excited about that, Joe. But you just said 12 quarterbacks, four defensive and four wideouts. You didn't give me a damn running back in the lot.
Nothing in the RB category since 2000.
But the San Francisco 49ers are the kind of team NFC Championship game where if they win, Jimmy G goes 7-for-11. He ain't getting it. Raheem Mostert goes 23-for-280 and two touchdowns. I still feel all right with my non-quarterback for the Niners.
Still no. And it's funny, too, because we've seen – how about tight ends? No, I mean, Kelsey and Kittle are definitely going to be popular. We haven't seen a tight end either.
Kelsey
but yet,
and Kittle.
You know, and by the way, if Gronk hadn't won one, geez.
That's what I'm saying. Aren't Kelsey and Kittle like the heir apparents to Gronk? Not only in on-the-field performance, but in off-the-field personality, right? Like, aren't Kittle and Kelsey, like, they should go to Gronk Breach to open it this weekend or whatever it is, right? Like, they should do commercials together. I can see, remember, like, the Bird and Magic horse games? Like, I can see Kelsey and Kittle linking up for, like, a reality show together.
Give me the first TD. Who do you think? Because you got some interesting guys there from the MVP, and in order for that to happen, and they better score some touchdowns. So is Mostert probably? I think he's a good first TD guy, right?
I would like him, and I would like I saw Travis Kelce would be somewhere I'd look.
Interesting enough, your other guy, Deebo Samuel, Kittle, and Kelce at +800
for first touchdown?
8-1 for first TD scorer.
Yeah, Deebo
which
could
again,
be like that kind of play. End around. And I like with Kelce, they do the shovel pass inside also at the goal line. A lot of times they do that shovel pass to Kelce. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kelce is my guy who makes it more than two players with a pass attempt.
He's going to bring it up. It's going to be something tells me it's going to be Andy Reid. It's just going to be Andy Reid that's going to do
tendencies.
Something.
Yep.
And he'll do it first. Yeah, he'll do it first.
Shanahan and Kelce, I mean, and Reed, Then you give them 2 weeks, they're going to get in the lab and they're going to start. They got stuff going on. You know, Andy Reid is drawing on burger napkins right now, being like, I can roll this guy out this way, motion Hill this way, have all the flow this way, and, you know, and then throw it back to Kelsey or back to Mahomes the other way. He's drawing something up right now in Miami Gardens, Joe.
There was also a, and this is a good prop that we've hit throughout the year, too, is how about a defense or special teams touchdown? A lot of guys love this prop. And it's always been money, like with teams like New England over the years, you know, because you're guaranteeing yourself some sort of something going on there. You got two teams. I mean, certainly we've seen Andy Reid and Kansas City have some issues sometimes with some dealing with special teams, whether it be punt or be there's been some issues. This is where the better team comes into play, right? The better team is San Francisco, all three phases. Could I see a defensive touchdown? Hell yes, I could see a defensive touchdown in this game. Yes, by the way, plus 195.
That's interesting because you talk about the San Francisco defense as live for that, right? I'll tell you, Joe, Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman as return men for special teams is also
that's
live.
That's the other thing. Yep. Yeah. Right? And I still think Honey Badger's getting a pick. I swear to you, the guy is an absolute ball hawk. What I've seen him for the last couple of games.
Matthew over Sherman?
I think he grabs one before Sherman does. Absolutely.
Because I can see Mahomes avoiding Sherman.
Yes. Thank you. Exactly correct. And I don't know that they'll just keep him on one side. They moved him around for Devontae.
You said that. Yeah. I don't know that they do that, though, Joe. I think
he's
Devontae Adams is a special case.
I do not see him on Tyreek Hill at all.
I don't either, this neutralizes the kind of Sherman game. Sherman, like, knows the route tree. Sherman knows all your tendencies. That don't matter if you run right past them, okay?
Correct.
So, you know, what could be interesting, would you ever try to have Sherman take away Kelsey?
Yeah, that was the other thing. The
Sherman inside?
In the slot and tight end, keep him in there, and take that away.
You would not eliminate Sammy Watkins if you have the chess piece that is Richard Sherman, and you acknowledge that he's not the best matchup with Tyreek Hill anyway, right? I don't care about Sammy Watkins. I could take away Travis Kelce with Richard Sherman, follow that. Interesting to me. I don't know if that fits the rest of the scheme of the defense that well. But because Sherman usually just stays on the left side and locks it down, but if they're willing to have him travel, I think the answer is Kelsey.
I think he's going to be a key to a lot of what goes on here. Because if you've noticed, when they continue to move the chains and move the ball, it's those little checkdowns. He gets right in that zone, that soft spot, sits down, and the ball is there. And it's, oh, look at that, 4 yards. Oh, 6 yards, third and six, first down. He goes seven. There's got to be somebody that, you know, everyone's so worried about going deep, and Kelsey just sits in the middle. Hey, I'm over here. By the way, he has missed practice. He has an illness. They're listing it. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, it could be he's just hungover, too. Yeah, that's.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, guys, morning after coming your way. It is a monster day in the NBA, including Dane right here. It's going to be a little crazy here tonight in Miami as the Clippers. Clippers taking on the Heat. And, of course, a big undercurrent here is how really pissed off everyone is that Jimmy Butler got snubbed on the All-Star starters, and rightfully so, I think. But also knowing Jimmy Butler and how he generally reacts, he is a guy that loves playing overs today. It, just saying, they're getting 2.5. They are now 20-1 at home, guys, and they are a 2.5-point dog here tonight. Oh, so just saying, just throwing that out there for you, that Zion 2 also tonight. We get to see round 2 there from Zion, so we'll see how he gets to do. And our boy there, Max Smart, told us tonight he's back in Canisius, and I do believe that we have a little side bet here with Johnny Homer in the pit there.
Yeah, we're fading the Gales. We're fading the Gales for sure.
Yeah.
We're the fading Gales. And I'm surprised, Joe. Clippers Heat game. Go ahead.
Was it under in Marist? Marist and Siena, right? That was the other one?
It was the under. It was the under for sure. You know, Joe, I am surprised that Clippers Heat game is the national game. Yeah. And I was really surprised. Like, why? I thought they'd flex New Orleans into that spot, Joe.
You've got some, it's a bigger market, two big markets,
markets. But and they're going to get Zion on TV. Don't you worry about that.
they'll show him. But again, is he going to play more than 12 minutes? Is he going to play? How much time are we going to get from him? He'll have plenty of time to dominate that. But, you're going to have, that's an interesting game. Lights are, you're going to give me 2.5 on a team that's 20-1 at home. They've already okay. All right,
I'll take it. There's no total on FanDuel for that game, Joe.
Yeah, there is some still some questionable. Again, Kawhi sat out.
Oh, okay,
last
game. You gotta rest him.
Well, George, so I think they're waiting to see what Boston's gonna do because it's listed as questionable. So but they're all playing on the national team on a Friday night. They're playing. So yeah, I'm gonna go up and eat a fix and get a damn Miami 2.5 points.
That's good.
Back on Monday. Make it rain this weekend, guys.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.